Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God.
Amen. Yes, you're very welcome. Thank you for being here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, now, you're going to have to put on your Bible study glasses. Glory be to God. Because we're going to read the Bible. We're going to do what? To read the Bible. Amen? Hallelujah. Today we are going to talk about the Holy Spirit. All right? The Holy Spirit and His role in our what? In our lives. Glory be to God. Yes, the purpose of this study is going to be, number one, to know who the Holy Spirit is. Number two, to know what His role toward us is. And number three, for us to yield to His working in our lives. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so we're going to remind ourselves or to learn who the Holy Spirit is, what His role toward us is, and then we shall also learn how we can yield to His working in our lives. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. I'll begin by a question. Okay? As we tackle purpose number one. Purpose number one is to know who the Holy Spirit is. And for that, I'll begin with a question to all of you. All right? Yes. You know the temple of God, or you've heard of the temple of God. Huh? You have. All right? Question is, who dwells in God's temple? Okay, the temple of God. All right? So, who dwells in the temple of God? All right, children, who dwells in the temple of God? Who dwells in the temple of God? Okay, raise your hand if you don't know. If you don't know, raise your hand. Okay? By the way, the quicker you answer this question, the better, because if you don't, you might leave here at 1:30. Because, like I told you, we're going to do Bible study. We're going to read. All right? So there are many scriptures, lined up. So who dwells in the temple of God? Grace Joy. But it is the temple of God. It is very simple. It is God who dwells in what? In the temple of God, like your house, okay? Dr. Mujimba's house. Who dwells in it? Dr. Mujimba. Glory be to God. And of course, His helper, all right? His helper, Christine Mujimba. Hallelujah. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, no, chapter 3, verse what? Verse 16 says that, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? All right? In the temple of God, okay, dwells the Spirit of God, as Grace Joy said. Okay? So the house of God, okay, the house built for God to inhabit, guess who lives there? The Holy Spirit. And what does that mean? It means that the Holy Spirit is basically, He's what? He's God. He is the personal presence of God Himself. Hallelujah. Okay? The Holy Spirit is what? Yes, He is a personal presence of God Himself. And He's actually God. Glory be to God. Amen? You know these things, isn't it? And now you're bored. Hallelujah. All right? But you should never get bored of these things. And even then, you should have evidence of what you say. Glory be to God. If someone puts you on the spot, like, show me. Show me. Then you say, but I mean, I've known these things all my what? All my life. This person, but you show me. And if you show me, I'm going to get saved. Okay? I'm going to what? Yeah, and so in the temple of God, the place where God is to dwell, is to reside, it is the Holy Spirit who is there. Hallelujah. And by the way, like this verse has said, you are the temple of God. Okay? And God dwells in you by the Holy Spirit. God himself, okay, God the Father is in heaven. Okay? He's where? But he dwells in you by his Spirit. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, 1 John chapter 14, we're going to read from verse 16. Okay? So Jesus is speaking here shortly before he goes to the cross. He says that, I will pray the Father, and he, the Father, will give you another helper, that he, that helper, may abide with you forever. And who is that helper? Verse 17, that helper is the Spirit of truth. Okay? Basically, the Holy what? The Spirit. Okay? So this helper, Jesus says, is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Okay? Then he says in verse 18 that, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. Okay? So Jesus is going to the cross, okay? A few hours before this, or a few hours after this, okay, then he will be, he will be dead, if I should say, for 3 days, 3 nights. So then he will resurrect. Then after the resurrection, he will spend 40 days. 40 days on the earth, and thereafter he will go. Okay? He says that, when I go, verse 18, I will not leave you orphans. Okay? I will not do what? I will not leave you orphans. Verse 16, he says that, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you. Glory be to God. Verse 18, he says, I will not leave you what? Orphans. He says, I'll come to you. Glory be to God. I will do what? I will come to you. But in verse 16, it says, I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper when I'm gone. But then he says, but I will not leave you orphans. I will come what? To you, meaning I'll be with you. Okay? And how is he with us after he has left? It is clear there. He says that, I'll pray the Father and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Okay? So the Holy Spirit, okay, him being in your life, okay, it is as good as, it is basically Jesus with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He says, I'm going, but I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Then he also says, but that I will send, I will pray the Father, and he will send you another helper. Okay? That essentially means that that helper will be like him. Okay? The helper will be what? like him, and actually exactly like him. Though different, but exactly like him. Glory be to God. So the Holy Spirit being in our lives, okay, we basically have Jesus with us. Glory be to God. Jesus is in heaven. You remember? He ascended on high. Okay? But he is with us. He hasn't left us as orphans. He's with us by the Spirit, by another helper. Okay? So that means that he was a helper, isn't he? But then he says, another helper, who when he's with you, it will be me with you. You won't be orphans. Glory be to God. Which reminds me of, was he a prime minister? Anyway, you know, you've heard of Dr. Samson Chiseka? Okay? Who hasn't heard of him? Just raise your hand. You haven't, okay? Yeah. Glory be to God. Christine hasn't what? Heard of him. And that old man. Okay? Yes. But you're from Kenya. You're from Uganda. Anyway, he hasn't what? Okay, so Dr. Samson Chiseka, Christina, and the children was a vice president of Uganda or prime minister? Both. Eh? Vice president. Anyway. Yeah, so he was in charge. Then they gave him a role of, I think, he had a fund that was supposed to take care of orphans, I think in Urwero Triangle, okay, where they were. And so he chewed the money. He ate the money for the what? The orphans. Okay? Okay? When they quizzed him, you know, he said that, but I'm also an orphan. And the guy, I think, was in his 80s. He was in his 80s. See, but I'm also an orphan. Nange, bazade wange bafa. Undi umulekwa. I also have to eat what? But it's a true story. Okay? So that's how stupid. Yeah, it is not always that wisdom resides in old people. It is not, it doesn't follow. Glory be to God. Yeah, there are so many, aged people who are very, what, stupid. Glory be to God. But Jesus only said he will not leave us as what? Orphans. He will come to us how? By the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Okay? In fact, there are two words in the Greek. You know, the New Testament was originally written in the Greek. Okay, the Greek language. Okay, so the word another, okay, in the Greek, there are two words. Okay, as a slide up there, it shows. Okay, the first word is heteros. Okay, and it means another of a different kind. Okay, like man and woman. Man and woman, okay? A man is another human being, but of a different, you understand? Eh? Then there is allos, which means another of the same kind. So when Jesus said, let's go back, John chapter 14, verse 16, when he says that I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper, he used the word allos, which means another of the same kind. Glory be to God. All right? Another of what? The same kind. As in, he will be exactly like me, so don't worry. Hallelujah. Okay? So who is the Holy Spirit? Okay, the Holy Spirit in our lives is the personal presence of God, the Father. Okay? Number two, the Holy Spirit is another helper, but exactly like Jesus. Glory be to God. Okay? So Jesus is in your heart, but he's not really in your heart. Jesus went to heaven. Glory be to God. But he's in your heart, he's in your life by the person of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Amen? So by calling the Holy Spirit Allos, okay, another, Jesus was saying that the Holy Spirit was exactly like him. Okay? And so, knowing that, it means we have to really esteem the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. He is the one who was left here with us to help us. Glory be to God. To be with us, to comfort us, to lead us in all truth. Because remember, he says that he's the Spirit of what? Of truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 16, from verse 5, Jesus said that, but now I go away to him who sent me. So you remember, he's going to Jesus, to the Father. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Okay? So Jesus said that it is to your advantage that I go away. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is to your advantage that I go away. For when I go away, then the Holy Spirit will come. Okay? So, Alana, that means that we are better off. Okay? I need to say this carefully, but please understand me according to Jesus said it is to your advantage that I go away. Meaning that it is more advantageous for us now that we have the Holy Spirit than having Jesus. It is there. Please don't look at me like I've begun a cult. It's there. It is to your advantage that I go away. Glory be to God. This Jesus who died for us, this Jesus who we love, told us that I actually have a better deal for you. Okay? It is just funny that I go away. And when I go away, the Holy Spirit will come. And that is more advantageous to you. But remember, he is Allos Parakletos. Glory be to God. Okay? A helper, different but of the same kind. A helper like me. Exactly like me. And one of the advantages of having the Holy Spirit than Jesus is that, you see, Jesus would be at one place at any one time. Glory be to God. But the helper, who is exactly like him, okay, is everywhere at the same time. Okay? He's in fact, with Jesus, when he walked the earth, he was not in anyone's heart. Glory be to God. He wasn't. He wasn't in anyone. He wasn't in the apostles' hearts. He wasn't. Okay? But when he died and ascended on high, that is when he comes back. Okay, remember he said, I will not leave you as what? Orphan, I'll come again. Okay, he comes back by the Holy Spirit. And now he indwells every child of God. Everyone who has put faith in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isn't that advantageous? Hallelujah. Some is saying, yet it is, but it's like, Mzenjagala Jesus. Jesus. He said he will not leave you. He's with you. Glory be to God. So Mwagala and Yosu acknowledges that and is with you. But know that he's with you, okay, by the person or the Holy Spirit. Okay? Another one exactly like him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. So that is the Holy Spirit, who he is. Okay? And knowing that, we have to esteem him. We can't take the things of the Spirit lightly. Glory be to God. Amen? Because, Gwetulina. Hallelujah. He's only one what? We have. Glory be to God. Like if your kids, okay, and your parents die. Okay? Your parents die and they leave you with your firstborn. I'm senior 6. Man, you had better esteem her. She's the one that you have. Okay? She's the one that what? You have. Glory be to God. Last week I read a story, I think, in the New Vision of some girl. No, actually, this lady, she gave the story at your children's school. Okay? The parents died when the children were young. Okay, when her and the siblings were young. Okay? Very young. So when they died, they distributed the kids. Uncle so and so go to alone, auntie so and so to alone, kids separated. But this girl was the firstborn, and I think at that time she was in high school, O level, okay? But she passed and went to university. And while she was there, her goal in life was to finish university, get a job, and gather back all her siblings. Glory be to God. Oh, because they went when they were very young, Bambi. Baby Annie, Junior, and her whatever now goal in life was I have to gather back all my siblings. And thank God, she got a job. Immediately, she got a job, rented a house, and then went to Uncle so-and-so, Auntie so-and-so, Muna Muna, I need the children. And she put them under her roof. Glory be to God. Okay, she's the only one they had, in a sense. Hallelujah. Okay, concerning the things of God. Okay, the Holy Spirit is the only one we have here. Glory be to God. Jesus is in heaven. Remember, he says, I'm going to him who sent me. He's in heaven with God the Father. Okay? But they are with us by the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, we are born of the Spirit. Glory be to God. Okay? We are born again of him. That is his role, number one. But of course, that is before we get saved. Or at the moment, we're getting saved. Okay? The Bible says in John chapter 3, from verse 3, okay? Jesus tells Nicodemus that, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot do what? See the kingdom. That's why we tell people, get born again. Okay? Then in verse 5, Jesus continues to say that, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of what? Of God. All right? Unless one is born of water and the Spirit. Okay? So we get born again by the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. You see, we are studying about the Holy Spirit, and the purpose is to really get to know him and to know his work in our lives, his role, okay? What he was left to do, for what reason he was sent, okay? We are born of the Spirit. So it says, unless you're born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter and see the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. So when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, okay, the Holy Spirit came to you and recreated your human spirit. Hallelujah. He gave you life. You were dead. The Bible says, once upon a time, you were dead in your trespasses. Okay? Your spirit was dead. Hallelujah. But when you accepted Jesus, the Holy Spirit came and gave you life. Basically, you got born again. Glory be to God. Okay? We are born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And by the way, does that be that we are born of water and the what? Yes. Now, what does that mean? We are born of water. Okay? Some people will tell you that means baptism. All right? That means what? Yeah, but I don't think that's true. Okay? They say that if you are not baptized, you're not born again. Because the Bible says you're born of water and the Spirit. So you can't leave out what? The water bit. But we notice that Jesus didn't say baptism. Okay? Number one. Okay? Number two, you remember the thief on the cross? Was he baptized? Okay? But Jesus said that today you'll be with me in what? Paradise. The guy got born again. Oh, anyway. Yeah. He's in what? He's in heaven. Glory be to God. In Acts, okay, there are people, okay, they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, okay, and immediately they got filled with the Spirit and they began to speak in tongues. Were they saved? Were they born again? But they hadn't yet been baptized. In fact, the baptism came after that. Glory be to God. So you cannot say that if someone is not baptized, they are not saved. Hallelujah. And I'm warning you, you meet these people, especially in the United States, okay? The Baptists, okay? In the United States and on the internet. Glory be to God. Okay? Having said that, if you're not baptized, you should get baptized. By immersion. Because it is a commandment. Okay? However, I have to tell you the truth that not being baptized won't take you to hell. Glory be to God. But you might, man, answer in heaven why you refuse to be baptized. Okay? And there might be consequences here on earth. Or there might be benefits which what? You miss out on. Glory be to God. Yeah. But Pastor Moses, what does it mean to be born of water? All right? I believe that the answer is in Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Which says that he, God, okay? Verse 5, part B, he says that he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Okay? What does water do? Water cleanses. Water washes. Glory be to God. And you can see, so there is the water, what water does here, and the Spirit in one verse. Just like in John chapter 3, verse 5. Okay, so the washing, the water, I believe, is talking about the cleansing that happened. Okay, the cleansing. Okay, remember, I think it is in Ephesians, okay, where it equates the word with water. Okay, being cleansed by the water of the word. Glory be to God. The word that you had cleansed you, okay, and the Holy Spirit came in you and regenerated you. Glory be to God. Ezekiel chapter 36 from verse 25, okay, God says that I will sprinkle clean water on you and you shall be clean. Okay? Have you ever seen anyone? Oh, okay, you. Have you ever felt God sprinkling water on you? Has it ever happened to you? No. So this is figurative. It is not literal. You understand? Okay? He said that I will sprinkle clean water on you and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Then I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Verse 27, then I'll put my spirit within you. Glory be to God. You can see the cleansing and the spirit, okay, happening simultaneously in someone's life. Okay? That's what it means, being born of water and the spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. These things are very important to know, okay? Because one day you're going to what? They will throw a verse at you and then your faith will be what? Shaken. So you need to know these things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. People have made church what? A place for just shouting. People come to church, not here, but many churches. People go to church to hear how their car is coming, how their wife is coming, how their promotions are coming. All right? So people, Baloko especially these days, people are not really taught. They don't spend whatever in the word. But they get one word, one verse, and they're like, now, let us go. I know the plans I have for you. Close the Bible. Now, to Tanikirao. Then, you know, now, God indeed has good plans for you. All right? And he has a car for you. Yeah. But for some people, God didn't have their cars. But it's true, It's true. And, but you'll be taken care of. There are Barokole who are going to heaven before they get their houses. I hope you know that. Yeah. Now you're like, but Pastor, now you're discouraging us. Okay? Now, I'm not saying you won't have a house. But I'm just saying there are some Balokwele. And some of them might be in this room. Sibaman, there's some Balokwele who might never, have children. Might never get what? Yes, and hallelujah. And it's not because of anything evil they are doing. Glory be to God. Amen? You shout all those things. Even me, I shout them at times. And that's okay. But please get to know the Bible. Get to know what? Remember, he's a spirit of truth. He's a spirit of what? So he works in truth. You understand? Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, concerning getting born again. Okay? Concerning getting born again. Remember, we are born of the spirit of water and the what? And the spirit, okay? So concerning that, when did the apostles of Jesus get born again? Okay? Now when I call out your name, please just answer the question. Okay? And you don't have to be right here. Remember this is the Bible, what? Today this it is not a shouting study. All right? So when did the apostles of Jesus get born again? Alana, what do you think? Yeah, okay. Okay, quiz. When they met Jesus. Remember, they met Jesus. Okay, so they got saved immediately. They met Jesus. Okay, that's quiz. Hallelujah. Okay, I don't know your name. I don't know if you are, anyway, that young lady who is next to, who is on that row of Christian and group. What's your name? Yes. What's your name? Catherine. Yeah, you told me once, but you know. Yeah, I'm a father. I know fathers. They can call Eden Abigail and, So when did the apostles get born again? You need some time to think about it. Okay. You can see I'm a real father. I get people off the hook and hallelujah. Okay? Now, first of all, these guys were apostles, but they were not yet born again. Can you imagine? Were the apostles and they told him. Okay? Hallelujah. But that is in the Bible. Okay? Yeah, and it didn't happen anymore. Okay, though there are false apostles. Okay, like Apostle Grace, what? Uruvega. There's someone who dreamt of him last week. He's just a devil man. Like Kayanja. But once again, Kayanja was born again. And those guys always say things to tell you what they are. Okay? This is now I've started. You know, YouTube, there are those, they're called what? Suggestions, which come up, you know, like, yeah, you can watch this. So there's one which came up, and this guy, yeah, his messages on YouTube are entitled A Curse in the Church. So I say, hey, then he put what? Pictures of pastors, you know, like in Uganda. So I was like, hey, let me what? Listen to this guy. And so he was saying that a curse in the church is basically calling ministers of God, male and female, calling them evil, calling them demonic, calling them they are not true, they are fake, they are false. Okay? So he says that gets a curse on you. So he was telling people that please don't, as in don't do those things. All right? Then to illustrate what any, so he says, because something bad might, any, you put a curse on yourself. Hence the title, A Curse, what? In the church. So he's like, now, to really show you that what I'm saying is true, you listen to what the man of God, Robert Kayanja, said. So he's using Robert Kayanja, the man of God, to authenticate what he's saying. Okay? So whatever they what? A video of Kayanja. And Kayanja was saying that, you know, when you are anointed of God, you become like a beast. Yeah? No, in fact, not become like a beast. He said, you are a beast. You are a beast. And what? Then you see that some people have two wings, like they're bad. But for you have six. Little did this chap know that actually the guy is just exposing himself. No sane person, Christian, can call himself a beast. No sane Christian can call himself a creature which doesn't even exist. Have you ever seen a bird with six wings? But Kayanja will say it. And I can send you the what? You understand? So either the guy is working for Kayanja, or he's Bambi, what? But now he's saying, you see, Kayanja, the man of God, yeah, he said, you see? So then he said, in fact, so you are like a beast, a six-winged what? No power can handle you. You know, then he said some things. I guess he said, you see? Please don't. Little did he know that he's using a fake guy to what? To authenticate what he's talking about. Then thereafter, he's like, and now another man of God said, again, something like this. And guess who he put? Grace Lubega. These guys always tell you who they are. Then for you, what you are. There's a guy who said that Lubega one time stood in a fellowship, and he told chaps that all pastors in Uganda or in Kampala are witches, and I am the top witch. Philip Kaheru, he was one of the leaders of their marriage fellowship. He was there, and he had it. Okay? And again, when they tell you who they are, now you try to teach. No, he meant he's spiritual. He's very spiritual. He was just using the analogy of witches. But no sane person can tell you there. No sane Morocco can tell you.
So they always, what? So Philip sat there and he's like, he must be meaning this. Okay? And it is years later when his eyes were open. Okay? And he ran away. And then the guy said, wait a minute. The guy even told us one day. He said it. Okay? I can give you Philip's number now and you what? In fact, there are many people I'm like, call Philip. Okay? Or I send Philip a number and I'm like, now there's this person, please help them. Kanja called himself a beast. The video is there. Called himself a six-winged. No, those are demons. You call yourself something even that naturally doesn't exist. Okay. Those only things you see in demonic what? Movies. Six-winged creatures. Hallelujah. But when did the apostles get what? Yeah, now, Alana was right. Okay? They got born again. Of course, you see, we are born of the Spirit. Okay? And you, by the way, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Okay? Hallelujah. So the apostles had to believe in the resurrected Lord. Glory be to God. So prior to that, they were not saved, but they were apostles, anointed. Okay? Jesus' buddies. Hallelujah. Now, when he rose from the dead, he first appeared to Mary Magdalene. Okay? And he told her, don't touch me. Okay? Don't do what? Because at that time, okay, he had to first ascend to heaven to take his blood, okay, to the Holy of Holies in heaven. You know, there's a temple in heaven. I hope you know that. The temple here on earth was a shadow, was, you know. Hallelujah. So he told her, don't touch me. Then, in the evening, okay, he returned and he allowed the apostles to touch him now, human beings to touch him, because he had done the work, taking the blood when he's what? Okay? Glory be to God. So in John chapter 20, from verse 19, remember, he ascended early in the morning on the first day. Then now, the same day at evening, okay, the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, okay, where the disciples were assembled because they feared the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Verse 22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. That is the moment they were born again. Okay, when the Spirit now entered their what? Their hearts. And recreated their human spirits. Glory be to God. That is when, meanwhile, later, okay, before he ascends on high, in Acts chapter 1 from verse 4 to 5, he tells them that, wait for the promise of the Father, which he said you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. These are the people who in John chapter 20, he had said that, receive the Holy Spirit. Then later, he tells them that now, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Okay? So the first one in John 20 was them getting born again. Okay, and that's what happens when we get saved. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, when we confess the Lordship of Jesus, and we believe that God raised him from the dead, the Spirit comes in you, okay, and then you get born of him. Glory be to God. But you must be filled with the Holy Spirit thereafter. Okay? Hallelujah. So this is, those two things are not the same. So it is on the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, that the Holy Spirit comes upon them. Okay? But he had already come in their hearts in John 20, when they what? Believed in the resurrected Lord. Okay? So that's what happens. The moment you get born again, the Spirit comes in you, and you're born of him. All right? However, you still must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Those are two different things. Glory be to God. Those are two what? Two different things. Please know this. Glory be to God. Okay? So people say, no, I don't need to get to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because when I got saved, the Holy Spirit came in me. So I have the Holy Spirit. True, you have the Holy Spirit, but you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. Are you getting this? Very important stuff. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and as you know, they spoke with tongues. As the Spirit gave them what? Utterance. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. So was Kwezi wrong? I'm asking you, the father. Eh? You're a good father. You don't. Hallelujah. But you tried. Hallelujah. You what? Yeah. So give Kwezi a big hand clap. He tried. Hallelujah. But we didn't give a big hand clap to Alana, who got the answer. A bigger one. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Kwezi, now you have learned. Okay, the disciples were not born again. Because by that time, the Spirit was not indwelling anyone. Because our hearts were still dirty, if I should say, filthy. Okay? But when you accept Jesus, okay, the Bible says you're cleansed, you're born of water. Okay? And the Holy Spirit also comes at the same time and recreates your human spirit, gives it life, and then you become alive in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, the other role of the Holy Spirit that is related to being born of him is that we are sealed by him. Okay? What does that mean? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 says that in him, in Jesus, you also trusted. When, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, okay, in Jesus also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You are what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Who that Spirit or the Holy Spirit is a guarantee, okay, or the down payment of your inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Okay, so when you got born again, the Spirit came inside you, okay, and by that he sealed you. He did what? He sealed you. One of the definitions of sealing is getting marked or a stamp. Hallelujah. There are people who teach that sealing means, okay, like you get a package, all right? A package, okay? And then you sealing means, okay, like you seal it so that nothing can enter it. So they say that this is what happened, okay? Our spirits, okay, are sealed by the Holy Spirit, sealed, okay, so that now, like, no evil can ever enter our spirits. You understand? And that means whatever you do, you are sealed. Meaning that your spirit will always be alive. And because of that, you, when you got saved in P1, you are forever saved, whatever you do. Okay? And very often, they will take you to the, you are sealed. In fact, even the way they say the word sealed, olive that delanga, mazima. Okay? Nothing, like what? Sin proof. You understand? Sealed. Okay? But that is not what Paul meant. Glory be to God. Because in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, he wrote and said that may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? He's praying. Okay? That your body and your soul and your spirit may be preserved. What? Okay? He wouldn't pray that if your spirit was really sealed, okay, in a way that some fools say. Okay? That sin cannot enter, that your spirit cannot depart from the Lord. He wouldn't say that, isn't it? So he's praying that may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord, what? With Jesus Christ. Meaning that there's a possibility that it might not be found blameless at the coming of the Lord, what? Jesus Christ. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 7, okay? Okay, prior to that, Paul had been, chapter 7, verse 1. Prior to that, the verses which preceded were talking about, he said that, come out from among them, be separate, do not touch what is unclean, and I'll receive you, I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. Okay? Don't be involved in evil, and what? Then I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. Then in verse 1, chapter 7, 2 Corinthians, he says that therefore, having these promises, okay, the promises of being sons and daughters of God, he says that therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and what? Spirit. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Hallelujah. Cleanse yourselves, okay? Cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and what? Spirit. Spirit, the human spirit. There's a famous preacher. I used to listen to him more. I read his commentaries on several books, okay? And when he reached this one, he said, you know, here, the word spirit means attitude. Means your attitude. In Smack, we used to call it ati. You know when you have what? Attitude. Okay? We used to call it what? Ati. Okay, so he said, this means attitude. Very eloquent, very, and I think he's a man of God. Yeah, but some of the things he preaches, man, are very dangerous. So it is for that reason that for me, I decided what? To chill him. Okay? Hallelujah. So he said, now this means, because remember, he's among those who teach sealed, like sin proof your spirit. So when you get born again today, okay, and you walk out here and you rob a bank and you become gay, well, you're sealed, brothers. Yeah? All right? You like, nothing can touch your spirit. No, Okay, but, so now he has to find something. He has to find a way of twisting this. So it means just attitude. Okay? But, remember, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, 23 say, okay, Paul prayed that may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless, okay, until the coming of the Lord. meaning that the possibility that it might not be found what? Blameless. Okay, because of what? Of this filth. Glory be to God. So sealed, okay, like the Bible says, it was just a down payment. You know that word guarantee, okay, in Ephesians chapter 1, I think it is verse 14, okay, it's a guarantee, and that word means down payment. Okay, the Spirit is in you as a down payment, okay, to show you or to prove that indeed God, the Lord is coming back for you. Hallelujah. That's what he says, he who is a guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased what? So you pay, okay? You go to the bond and the car is 10M, all right? Then you pay a down payment for ma, meaning that I'm coming back for the purchased what? It is mine, but I'm coming back to pay the rest. Glory be to God. So the Holy Spirit is a down payment, okay? Until the redemption of the purchased what? Yes, and that will happen when the Lord comes back. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So don't fall for this, what? Stupidity that your spirit is sin or foolproof. Nothing can happen, you know. You're for, you know, that is the stupidity that Ulubega and group will preach. Okay, that you are, and it's true by the way, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Okay? So they say that when I get involved in sexual immorality, it is not my spirit sinning. My spirit is sealed. Sealed. It is my body. Okay? But my spirit is kawa, implying that I can't go to hell because it is not me who sinned. I'm a spirit. It is my body that sinned. Okay? That is the stupid, and man, those things can sound good, man. You're like, good. He loves me this much that whatever I do, I'm destined for heaven. So you see, then people get a false zeal for God, a false love. That's why when you meet them, they seem very what? Like in love. They tell you about Jesus, man, the Christ, you know, eh? No, these guys love God. but that love is a false one because it is built on a false what? Premise. Because thereafter, in fact, as they preach to you, like if a guy is preaching to you and your cheek, even as he's telling you about the love of God, he's thinking what? Stupid things about you. And even after he has told you all those things, then you might say now, Kati, now what? Eh? Hey, let us go. You know, because now for him, you know, okay, hence, oh man, the sin that is rampant in those areas, okay? And maybe sometimes these things are sensible. Like if I should say, you know, sensible in the sense that you can feel them. You can feel a spirit in a place. Many years ago, yeah, there's a famous church, okay? You all know it. Famous, it has branches all over the place, and I'm not talking about Watoto. Okay, so at that time they only had one branch somewhere in Nakawa Division. Is it Nakawa Division? Anyway, only one branch. So I'd heard of VT, things are happening. Okay, so I'm like, hey, see, yeah, let me go there this Sunday and see what is what. You know, visit. So I went there. Man, the moment I entered the place, you just felt a sexual thing, like lust. Eh? Okay? Lust. You just feel the thing. Eh? Then you're like, God. Wanzi, you know. but you're like, no, but I came when I was, you know. Eh? But you just feel like, you, like they say, omoyo, you know. Eh? So, then I was like, yeah, but this is a church. These are what? Believers. Then I was like, I think it is the venue. Okay? Because the venue is like a bar or something like that. Okay? So I was like, maybe, you know, before they come in, like Saturday night, the people who are there are involved in evil. So the place, would you do what? But for them, they are kawa. Okay, so again, you can say, I had a good heart. You're trying to excuse the children of God. Okay, but the whole service, man, like, back at the end. Okay, then, but I also had the mind that, because I'd learned already with some with spiritual with things, that sometimes what you feel, okay, is not actually you. Your spirit is just picking up things. Okay? Sometimes, you know, like if at times you just meet a guy, oh, a woman, then you talk, then for some reason you start getting angry, right? So sometimes it's not actually you. You know the issue. You're just picking up a spirit of anger, or what? And sometimes that is also how you can discern, okay, if you're a man, sometimes that's how you can even discern a spirit on, like a woman who is involved in what? Sexual, like immorality. Okay? You pick up that spirit. Okay? And by the way, now, these things are now getting interesting. Sometimes, so that's your spirit will pick up that what? That thing, and then it will send it to your soul, okay? And then you will feel it in your body. Okay? And if you're not careful, sometimes you might think it's you. Then you say, God, forgive me. Okay? The way I'm feeling. Yet actually, you're picking up what? Okay, now the danger with that kind of sensitivity is that if you're not careful, you might now follow what you're feeling. Okay? And before you know it, man, you are messed up. You get into sin. Okay? But initially, it was you picking up something. Okay? But because now it affects your body to a degree, okay, if you're not careful, if you don't have, then you go by what you're feeling, and that's how you find good people, okay, good people, Bambi, you know, ending up in sexual sin. Hallelujah. They were carried along with what they had discerned. But initially, it wasn't them. Hallelujah. And so, yeah, that place, man, and so I had learned. So I was like, am I picking up on a general spirit over this congregation? Okay? Then I'm like, no, no. It must be the venue. It must be what? The venue. All right? Then, anyway, I left. And so we're talking about 2011, okay? Those days I was very good friends with Elvis, who was a pro in the things of the Spirit. And so I met him and I shared with him my experience, okay, when I visited that church. Then I gave him the two, you know? Yeah. But I was like, I think it is what? It is a congregation. Because even when the way I saw the chicks dressed, do you know, then the worship team, the mockery, just, you know, Then you told me, yeah, what you picked up. But again, you can see, again, their doctrine. Okay? Their doctrine was those things. Once saved, always saved, no matter what you do. You understand? So you can see, man, sexual sin was what? Prevalent. Okay? And now it was a dominant spirit in the congregation. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. And then later, okay, this church advertises that they're going to start to build, okay, to build a structure somewhere because they had begun another branch, so they're going to build, so they were fundraising for money. Then they put their architectural plans on Facebook, going to be a massive building, massive, you know, okay. Then with Dennis, because he used to be friends with that pastor, okay, had a dream. Okay, one of the dreams, okay, you had two. One of the dreams to do with the structure was they had showed that the foundation of the building was going to be, anyway, like real deep, because the structure was going to be large. Okay? But Dennis dreamt when the foundation was this small. Isn't it? Rickety. Okay? And God was basically showing that man, the foundation, biblical, you know? Then later he had a dream when the road that leads to the church, okay, from the main road up to where the church is, it was all filled with human waste. You remember? Or you've forgotten? I usually remember people's dreams. Okay? It was the whole road, man, was filled with what? Human waste. And people are going to church every Sunday. Very sad things. Hallelujah. But how did we end up there? Anyway, you've gotten the point. Okay, the Holy Spirit, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit, but not in the sense that the false, what? Some chaps say. Glory be to God. Okay? You can be corrupted by the filthiness of the Spirit. Your spirit can be corrupted by filthiness. Okay? Your spirit can be found blameless at the coming of the Lord. You understand? Glory be to God. However, as far as the Holy Spirit is concerned, he has sealed you. You're sealed. You're marked. There's a stamp on you saying, you know, Nachigula, please don't buy this car. Bajigula, the owner is coming with the rest of the money. But it is as good as done. Down payment. Guarantee. Hallelujah. KJV uses the word the earnest of our inheritance. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, the other role of the Holy Spirit is that he bears witness with our spirits that we are children of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 says that, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Abba means father or daddy. Okay? It is a word of endearment. Okay? Then in verse 16, it says that the spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Glory be to God. Okay? He bears witness. He reminds you that you are a child of God. And that, interestingly, never happens until you're born again. You can be in church, you know, but there's a way in which you never feel a child of God as other what? Christians do. I have a brother. He said that he's born again himself. But you can, if you have senses, you just see that this guy is not saved. First of all, he hates Balokole with a passion. Okay. One of the reasons is that, which he told me when he had let his guard down. You know, sometimes you can be so guarded in what you're saying. But there are those moments when you let down your guards for a moment. So he said, you know, this Balokole, because he prays from Church of Uganda. He says, you see, the Catholic Church has a lot of money. Okay? Church of Uganda is broke as compared to the Catholic Church. And it's true. And whether it's known. Abanglican, Bavu, Abakatulichi, Barinas, and it's true. Then he says, and now what made it worse is Balokole. Because according to him, Balokole were part of Church of Uganda. Then they what? Left. And of course, when they left with their money. So they made things worse. Okay. So you can see the guy has, you know, something about Balokole. Like. Okay? You see, when you're saved, you love your brothers and sisters, even when they are somewhere else. Praise God. Where do you go to church? Like, you feel happy. You've met your, you know, but this guy doesn't ever show what. Man, like, I met a girl they studied with in school, some school. The guy said, man, your brother, he wanted to close down our fellowship in high school. Emulokole wanted to close down a fellowship. But mulokole, you understand? So yeah, so you see, so yeah, but someone who's born again, you feel I'm a child of God. When you meet a mulokole, you're like, oh, this is my brother and sister. So what's up with that? You know, usually when balokole meet, that is their first word. Okay, B. Why'd you go to church? Because you sense you've met what? Like if you are in the States, okay, or in Europe, then you met a black. You're like, hey, why, you know, eh? Which country are you from? You know this way, hey, to the, hey. You feel like Anyone, blood, yeah. All our Christine. Even if it was you, it would be okay. Bloody wange. Hallelujah. When you get a problem, the first person you call will be a black chap. Because you know, and by the way, that is how blacks are confederate by fellow blacks. Because you go there first, then you trust every black. Then they first tell that man, bazungu. Meanwhile, you left Uganda when you have bazungu friends. What? By the moment you get there, then you say, man, you hate what? You left here in Uganda, you like white. The moment you step in France, then they will come and say, what? So, man, then they get you money, blood, what? Then they could fail you before you know it, man. Be careful, for you who are going abroad one day. Be careful, it is blood, man, they will mess you up, Hallelujah. Amen. So the Spirit of God, the Spirit who is in us now, bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Glory be to God. You are a child of God. And that is, by the way, one of the roles of the Holy Spirit, to remind you that you're great, you're a child of God. Hallelujah. When you're in distress, when you're worried, say you're a child of God. Okay, even when you're going to do evil, he's like, but you're a child of God. Glory, you're a child, you're special. You're beyond that. Glory be to God. Okay, and that ties up with another role of the Holy Spirit, that he enables us to live as children of God. Okay, Romans chapter 8, verse 12. It says that, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh, okay? Basically, to live a sinful life, okay? We are not debtors to that, okay? Then he says in verse 13 that, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Death here means you will be separated from God, because it is in God that you get life, okay? Hallelujah. So if you live according to the flesh, according to a sinful nature, you will die. Okay? And you end up in hell. Hallelujah. But if by the Spirit, glory be to God, by the Holy Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So the Holy Spirit in us, okay, one of his roles is to help us to put to death the deeds of the body, the deeds of the sinful nature. Glory be to God. Okay? Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27 says that, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Glory be to God. The Spirit causes us to walk in the commandments of God. He energizes us. He empowers us. Glory be to God. That is one of the reasons why the Bible says that God's commandments are not burdensome. Okay? They're not only burdensome, but also the Spirit in us gives us the energy, the empowerment to overcome sin. Glory be to God. To resist the temptations of the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, in Galatians chapter 5, from verse 22, He talks about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of what? The Spirit. Okay? And the fruit of the Spirit is what? We tell you, you should have a song for that. Okay? The Spirit of love, joy. Eh? There's usually a song for that in Bibles, whatever. Any kids' stuff. Okay? So, the fruit of the Spirit, okay? It is all those things and such as them, okay? Glory be to God. Basically, righteousness, okay? Hallelujah. Now, my question is, does the Holy Spirit bear fruit? What's your wife's name? Kuluvia, Kuluvia. Does the Holy Spirit bear fruit? But here it says the fruit of the Spirit, capital S. So do you want to disagree the Bible? Wagala kwewandikira Bible yo. That's how they start. And then go kwandika Bibles away. Okay? Christina. Yeah? Grace Joy answered the question. Quasi answered Alana now. Christina. Does the Spirit bear fruit? The Bible says the fruit of the Spirit, capital S, is love, joy, peace. Yeah? Yes or no? Yes or no? Not I think so. Yes or no? Yes. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? But now, John chapter 15, verse 5 says that, I am the vine, and you believe in me, Christians, are the what? The branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears what? Much fruit. So who bears fruit? Christians. So is it the Holy Spirit which bears fruit? Let's go back. Galatians 5:22. Remember I told you, we put on your Bible study what? Next Sunday we might shout cars and houses. Today it is what? Chigambo. Glory be to God. All right? But this chigambo can help you, can enable you to get all those things. Okay? If you take it seriously. Okay? So, is it the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Now, this is one of the great, well, not great, but one of the debates in the Christian what? Circles, whether that Spirit should be capital S or what? Single S. Okay? So some people translated it as capital S. Some people said no, it should be small S. Because Jesus said it is the branches, the Christians who bear fruit. Not the Spirit. The Spirit doesn't need to bear any fruit. He's the Holy Spirit. All right? Okay? However, whichever group is wrong or right, we still agree that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, enables us to bear fruit. According to Ezekiel 36:27. Okay? You put it back there. Where it says that, I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will keep my judgments and do them. Why? Because of my Spirit that I'll put in you. Glory be to God. Okay? So now, I leave up to you whether in your Bibles, Galatians 5:22, you want to change the capital S to a small S. And for that one, no big what? No big deal. You see, that is the issue with some of these languages. There are no capital, okay? Like in Hebrew, there are no capital letters. Okay? So God is small G. No, you know, that's how it is. No capital G. That didn't exist. Okay? And I think it is the same thing in what? In Greek. Where it is the context that gives you a meaning of what? Any what the right amend. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But the point I was trying to make, don't forget about the capital S and the small s. The point I make is that the Holy Spirit, one of his roles in our lives is to enable us to walk by the commandments of God. He empowers us. Glory be to God. And we need that, because if we don't do that, then if we live according to the flesh and not according to the Spirit, Romans 8, then we shall die. Okay? Be eternally separated from God and end up in hell. Glory be to God. Amen? And as I end, Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says that, if the Spirit of him, basically of God, who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Glory be to God. Okay? In case you die, okay, before the Lord returns, okay? Because remember, at the rapture, okay, Jesus is coming back and we shall be caught up, okay? We shall be chained. Our bodies will be chained. Okay? But in case you died, even you, your body will be raised to life. Glory be to God. And who's going to do that? The Spirit of God. Glory be to God. It is the Spirit. He was left with us, okay, to do all that we need for us, all that is needed to be done under the sun. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? He has been with us from day one, from when we got born. Remember, we are born of him. And if we live 80 years and we die, okay, he will still be the one to raise up our mortal or bodies and change them from mortal to immortality. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the Holy Spirit that we have. We have to esteem him. Okay? Like I said, he's everything to us. He's everything what? He's everything to us. He's the one who always reminds us that we are children of God. Hallelujah. We were born of him. He reminds us that we're children of God. He enables us to live as children of God. Glory be to God. Okay? And for the saints who die, you'll be the one responsible for raising them up from the dead on that day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us stand up. Let us sing this song. Then we pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As you ask the Father, if you don't pray in tongues, you ask him to fill you with your Holy Spirit. If you pray in tongues, okay, ask that you may be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Okay, to be more yielded to him, to be more sensitive to him, so that you don't miss out on anything that he would want to do in you. For he is the only one that you have down here. Glory be to God.
Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.